Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom-Brack, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, an artist, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you? Did you and Lisa enjoy your week off from whatever you were doing, wherever you were?
Yes. It was very, very nice. A friend of ours who, you know, texts for Lisa sometimes and who goes to all of Lisa's shows was having a show of his own. So, you know, we promised him we would make it out and show our support. And, yes, it was a very nice time. He played very, very well. Band was kind of cool. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Wow. And you sound a little tired today. Are you tired?
Oh, I'm exhausted. Well, I don't know if you saw on Facebook, but Lisa and I have welcomed a new little one-eyed boy kitty to our lovely family.
Yes, I noticed the one eye. Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. And he's with me now. Pressing buttons, no. And he is a little love. But he is a lot rambunctious, especially in the wee hours of the morning between, I'm going to say, 4 and 9. And, yeah, so even though I haven't been working the union job, I have been up trying to keep him at bay because it's like it's like a zoo in my house right now. Because he starts, I hear hissing and growling from the other cats. That causes the dog to go crazy. Then I hear just mess and just things happening under my bed. And then one darts out, then that's followed by two more darting out. The dog has been having back problems, so she falls out. And it's a mess in here. So I've just been up very, very early, taking care of a very, very rambunctious little boy who is now sitting very, very nicely with me on the couch.
Oh, well, that's what I thought. I heard a little bit of something going on there. And also,
but no, he's a cutie. He's a cutie. We fell in love. So, he's absolutely adorable. Our friend was fostering him, and I had been telling Lisa for months, no more cats. Like, I'm done with the cats. No more. And I didn't even know that I wanted him, to be honest with you. But, you know, whenever she fosters, we always go there because the more human contact they have, the easier these cats are, that, you know, to go in for adoption, the more socialized they are. So anytime she gets kittens, we always go there and we always play with them. And he kept coming over to me, even though I was like, okay, Lisa, you play with the cat. I have work to do. You know, I just brought my computer and he was like on my computer and he was peeking up over my screen. And when it came time to lay down, he laid down on my lap and I was like, and I'm still saying no cats. We're not taking him, Lisa. We're not taking him. And all of a sudden we were away that week that we went to Pittsburgh. The girl that we were with was the one that was fostering, and he had been in for a surgery to get his eye removed and everything. And in the car, she said, oh, man, I'm not getting him back. He's going out for adoption. And without even thinking about it, Lisa was in the bathroom, and I said, tell him that I want him. And she's like, are you kidding me? So we were speaking in code the entire 6.5 to 8 hour drive that we came back at, you know, from Pittsburgh to New York. And then lo and behold, on Father's Day, I picked up this little guy and I surprised Lisa with him. So she was very, very happy, needless to say.
Wow. That is such a nice little story. And anyway, we will not be having a radio show next week because I've been asked to go to a special performance at Theater 3, where it's a show that Jeffrey Sanzel is doing, and it's about suicide. So it's going to have a special audience of some theater critics and mental health experts.
Oh, wow.
So that's a special performance. It'll be running every Sunday at 3 o'clock. So I said to him, I will cancel my radio show and rearrange my clients to do it. So,
aww.
Yeah, so
well, it's a very good reason to rearrange, though.
I know. It seems like something really important, and I'm looking forward to it. So I just wanted
especially in today's day and age, it's very important.
Oh, yeah. And I can't tell you the number of people I personally know who have committed suicide. It's way more numbers than I would like to say, and the number of clients that I have who have to deal with this. So
yep.
It's kind of a timely topic. And, you know, even in Newsday, like last week, they had a whole article about, you know, suicide. And one of my best friends, her nephew, had committed suicide in September, and his father has started a group called Good Grief. You know, it's Christopher Coluccio for his son who committed suicide. So it seems to be like a lot of this happening. So I'm looking kind of forward to seeing the production, what they're doing with it, and, you know, just to hear what people's perspectives are on it. So that's next week. And notice how everything's always the same time, you know.
Yes, of course.
You know, I know Thursday at 7 o'clock seems to be a popular time for things. I don't know why.
Oh, my God, it is. And you know what? It's weird because it seemed like for years nothing ever happened on a Thursday, and it was just prime time for you and I to do the radio show and talk, and it seemed like that was like a universal blackout. And for some reason, so many of the things that I'm doing, like recently, fall on a Thursday.
I know. It's odd. I know. It's kind of
it's
odd.
It's very odd. Oh, speaking of which, just an FYI for you and our listeners, I'm going to say, I think it's August 17th. August 17th, I believe, is a Thursday or the 18th or something like that. I will not be able to do the show on that day because Lisa and I are going to see Blondie.
Oh, how nice. So that's
oh,
on the
yeah.
18th. That's on the 18th.
Something, like whatever that Thursday is, it's the 17th, the 18th, someplace in there. Whatever the Thursday is that day, it's, you know, she's playing at the Rooftop, I think it is, in Manhattan. And, you know, listen, Debbie Harry is a living legend, you know what I mean? And I've obviously never seen Blondie, you know, live. And so that's just an opportunity. That's just like blows my mind that I'm going to be able to see, you know, her because, I mean, she's just so iconic, you know, and she influenced so many different things from music and fashion and everything else. So it'll be awesome to kind of see her her live.
And it's interesting. It's pretty much saying the world has opened up a little bit too, which is a good message here. You know, that
I like
people
it.
Are doing things. So I see we have Maria, and she's on Maria mm-hmm. from Upstate. And you didn't screen mm-hmm. her. Ask her what she did. You ask her
I
what she wants?
I have not screened anybody. I just saw the familiar numbers, and I see. You know, I feel like Magic Mirror, you know, all over the Secret Garden or the Magic Garden, whatever it is. You know, I see Maria, I see Debbie Tony,
Stomper
Room, Karen,
that
and I see you, Cindy.
Romper Stomper, Bopper Boo. I see. You remember that was a Romper Room. Okay, I remember.
Okay,
I'm a lot older than you.
I'm sorry.
And I remember it because she never called my name, so I remember
she,
it, you know.
She never
every
called
day
my
I
name
say, how come she doesn't see me? You know,
so, we were cloaked. We were very hidden.
You know, I know. But anyway, so we'll see what Maria has to say.
Yes, ma'am. Hello, Maria. You are on the air.
Yes, baby. How are you?
Hello, baby. We love you. And hey. How is summer treating you upstate New York? Is it good up there right now?
Oh, please. I got all my air conditioning open, my fan open. I'm in a bathing suit because the hot. It's
hot.
Too much.
It was hot. So what's on your mind today? I know you always call in with different things. So
yes, it's you know mine. Please. I say again, please. My daughter sent something you forget a job. Everybody see me know when I can travel.
Okay,
the lady coming down this street, I want you to come into my house.
Oh, okay, so you're wondering when your daughter's going to get a job? Is that what's the question?
Yeah, you send her something if we get a job, I know.
Right, because she keeps getting the Ace of Pentacles, so that's, and she's got the Ace of Wands, which would be a good job. So it'll be something, you know, that will use her mind and that she'll enjoy. I can see she's has a lot of anxiety surrounding this right now. Is she still job hunting? Or is she still, I know she was trying to do some things with some people. Is that what she's still trying to do? She had some opportunities with some people, I think, in the last call.
So, yeah, you know, she write something and she sent to somebody, you know. She write a movie, sent it to somebody to see whatever going to be done.
Okay, yeah, but she's got, it's interesting because I've never seen such an alignment of cards because she's got the Ace of Swords on that, the Ace of Pentacles, and the Ace of Wands, which is, you know, it should all be going her way. So, you know, I know it's hard to hang in there, but it looks like definitely in the next few months she should be getting what she's looking for. But I see a lot of moodiness on her part here. Is she upset about this situation?
No, today she was a little bit upset because I don't know what you're going to take, what you're going to say, you know?
Right, right. No, okay, but tell her, no, it looks very good. Actually, the alignment of cards is amazing for her. So have her hang in there, you know, just keep the faith a little bit. But remember, she wants a good job, one that she's not going to be looking for another one in a minute, you know? So sometimes, you know, when we don't get certain jobs, God is kind of saving us from what, you know, we think it might be a good job, but God knows better. So tell her to just hang in there because it all looks really, really good for her. So I'm not worried about her. So you need to ask them too.
They're going to answer back. They're going to get in.
Yes, it looks really good. So, you know, tell her to keep hanging in there. And I know she's anxious now to move her life forward at this point. So it will happen. It will happen. And, you know, and you know, you, I know you worry a lot. So you need to relax a little too. Do you pray at all, Maria?
I pray.
Yeah, I pray
day and night.
Right, good. Because keep that in your prayers for her. But it looks really good. So I'm not worried about her at all. So that's the good news.
Okay,
so course,
what do you say about me? Nothing?
About your what?
About me, what do you say? Nothing and no, I'm going to travel.
Well, you're still waiting for that money, right? You're still waiting for your settlement? Okay. On you, I got the big money card, which is the Ten of Pentacles, which is good money coming. So, again, everything's been a little bit, you know, for you delayed because of COVID, but I think that's about over with now. It should looks like it should be coming soon. Do you could ask your lawyer? Do you have a lawyer on this? Do you have you called the lawyer lately?
No, I got it for another case. The lawyer hope I win. You know, about
right.
Having some problem, I got to put a lawyer.
Right.
I hope I win.
Yeah, because it looks like you know you need to consult a lawyer on this. You know, and but the settlement does look like it's going to come. So it's just hanging there. And then I got the Nine of Pentacles. So that's also a good money card. So, yeah, you look pretty good. Again, it looks like it's going to take a little bit longer. I'm not sure what their excuse is for holding it up, but it does look a little bit delayed. So, but it will come.
So I don't know if they're going to go to see in Italy or not.
Oh, I know. You've been waiting so long to go to Italy. I know that. Well, let's just put it out there to speed it up, okay?
I wanted to go this year. I wanted to go now in September.
Well, it looks like it might be a little delayed past that.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, hang in there. But, you know, it does look like it might take more toward the ending of 2022, like December kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So,
yep.
I know that's not what you wanted to hear, but, you know, you will get it. It's a question of not if, but when. And, you know, anytime there's a settlement, they just hold, they drag it out because they like to float money and keep the money as long as possible. So they always find some reason to slow it down. So that's what I'm seeing here. It's a deliberate kind of slowing down. Well, call in again and let us know what happened. We'll pray for you that this gets sped up, please, because I know you're losing patience with all of this.
I know. I know my daughter get it. This job right today.
I know. Being patient isn't always easy, but, you know, it does look like both of your ships are going to come in, so that's the good news.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Enjoy your summer, and thank you for calling in, Maria. We love you.
I love you, too. Thank you.
Bye. Oh, life is always slow, isn't it, sometimes, Nicole, when you just want to speed things up and, everything. And, you know, I'm tired of hearing people saying it's slow because of COVID. Because COVID, you know, everybody's been working for a long time now. I don't know. You know, the rest, everybody's been working. What's your excuse about COVID now? It's crazy. So, courts are still so backed up, and I don't understand that, how they could still be that backed up.
Listen, I think that people just never, at least some, never got, you know, back into the swing when the world started to open.
Yeah, I know. But I think they're also using it kind of as an excuse.
Oh, you know, 100%.
Not to move things forward. You know,
100%.
You know, because even most of the courts after a short period of time were online. They were doing Zoom things and stuff. So, you know, if I hear all day long, is everybody, you know, so delayed waiting for what's supposed to be happening. So people are tiring of that, for sure. Well,
100%.
You didn't screen the 917 number, did you?
No, they just pressed the number one as we were winding up with Maria, so I didn't have time to go and screen that one before you were already going to be finished with Maria. So
why don't you do that, and then we'll pick up Debbie Tony for a minute, wonder what she has to say today.
I will jump into the chat room. You can chat with Debbie Tony, and I will screen our next victim. Hello, Debbie Tony.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Hello, Debbie Tony. Where in the world are you? Are you in Florida? Are you in New York?
I love it. This is great. Nobody knows where I am, when I am. It's wonderful. Freedom. I am sitting down. I mentioned that I'm sitting down on the front porch steps, which I just went back and forth with my golf cart carrying furniture, switching it from one house to the other.
So that means Florida. So you took your Long Island number to Florida, obviously.
Yeah, I've been really bad, like, with my phone, and I'm on speaker because, like, where is my other phone? I don't know. So I have my two numbers wherever I am now. Yeah,
but
this is my
landline. It's funny how you could take your number with you. Remember, you never could do that in the past.
Yep.
So that could be annoying because you that's your number you've used for, like, your acting all these years. You don't want to kind of lose that number. You want to make
sure. It's from 1997.
Wow. Yeah, you want to keep that. You want to keep that number.
Yep.
So you must have something on your mind that you called in. Is there anything happening?
Well, I'm working very diligently at the house. I call in because I love to hear your voices, and I like to hear what insight you have because I like to listen more to you than talk. So
now,
it's
isn't
your turn.
But isn't it interesting how, you know, with COVID, before COVID, you were always busy on Thursdays and couldn't listen to the show, and now pretty much you're always listening to the show.
Yep.
So that's interesting. Well, everything actually looks good in the cards for you. There's nothing bad. Everything looks good. Your dad is a big hello for you. He seems to like what's happening in your house. Things are moving along. He also sees you're still, you're still mourning for him too much, is what he just said.
I'm sorry. I can't help it.
Well, first of all, I think
because he was one of the, you know, first victims of COVID, and then COVID hit and everything was like a mess, I don't think you really had time to mourn for him properly. And so maybe it's hitting you a little bit now.
Yeah. Well, I reach out to him all the time, and I don't think it's an accident that when I ask him to help me find someone in the park, my cousin was far, far away, and I said, Daddy, please, we have to find her, because I have her granddaughter. Not only did I find her, I said, Daddy, please, she has to look up, because we were waving from the water park slide, and she was on land. I'm like, because the kid was like, I need my grandmother. You know, she was getting all nervous and anxiety ridden, and I was like, well, can you have Jerry look up so she could see us and wave? She freaking waved 2 seconds later. I mean, this is not... It has to be him, because this wouldn't normally happen in a whole park of people to get somebody's attention from a mile on the other side of the park from a freaking slide.
Wow.
So I just feel like he's with me, and I just call out to him all the time.
Right. Well, that's it. And he's around, and he loves when you call in and, you know, to the show, because he gets to say hello to you. So, it's fun to talk to him because I knew him on Earth. So it's interesting to talk to someone that I knew on Earth as well. And he's always careful to ask me, how am I? And then he laughs because he says, I know how you are because I watch over you too. And then he laughs. So I think he's such a good man. And, you know, this year looks like a very good year for you. It looks like your career is going to get off and running too.
Thank God.
You'll figure that out. But nothing looks bad in your cards. Everything looks good. And so, keep on doing what you're doing and enjoy your Florida, because I know you love it there. So, and, you know, it's beautiful. Is it very hot there right now?
Yes. It's hot yoga everywhere I go. I cleaned up the shed yesterday. I'm like, this is amazing. It's like hot yoga in a shed.
Well, that's a good way to look at it, isn't it? Because people pay a lot of money for that hot yoga, you know?
Yes.
You know, so that's good.
I love it.
Well, anyway, we're going to try to get another caller. And thanks for sharing your little Florida happy sunshine state energy with us, because I think everybody needed a little infusion of that today. But we're finally getting warm here, too, now. Summer's finally decided to come to Long Island, so that's good.
And I'll bring the sun back with me in a few weeks.
Oh, that'll be great. And,
okay.
And thanks for calling in.
Welcome. Love you.
Love you. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Nicole. Now, she did screen Tina on. You said Tina called in before. Do you remember Tina?
Yes,
can you fill us in a little bit?
I do. Tina called in a couple of weeks ago, and a couple of weeks ago she was our first-time caller. And here she is. Back again, Cindy, a few weeks later. And she wants to know, what are you seeing in these cards with regard to her love life about a very special fella named Todd? So here we go, out to Tina in New Jersey. Hello, Tina, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for having us here today.
Hi, Tina, we're good. So how long have you known this special guy, Todd?
Oh, my God, I've known him since I was 19, but I was busy with school.
And now you've been reunited with him?
Yes.
Okay. And are you considering each other boyfriend and girlfriend, or is this still in the new beginning stages?
No.
So you are boyfriend, girlfriend?
No, but I want us to, we're working towards it. So that's what I want you to
see. Because that's what I'm saying. It seems like you don't want to stay in the friend zone too long, right? So you're not going to stay there at all. You know, because, you know, that's the danger when we've known people for many, many, many years, is that we know them, you know, we become friends, and if it doesn't move forward romantically, it becomes harder and harder after a certain time. So how long have you been, you know, reconnecting now?
About 3 weeks.
Okay, that's good. So it's not too long. But, okay, so have you let him know you want more?
Well, he's been encouraging me with my, I wasn't thinking about anything until I finished my doctorate. So, so I started it. So now the door is open. So, yeah.
Okay, because I got unusual alignment of cards once you said I finished that, because I got, there's two soulmate cards
in the tarot deck, and one is the Two of Cups, and one is the Lover card, okay? And the Lover card came out first, and then across from it came the other soulmate card. So they're across from each other. So this is a strong soulmate relationship. Are you feeling that now, the heart, soul,
yes,
mind, body connection?
Yes, because when we first connected, he came on strong, and I was like, no, I have to finish school. Like, my parents raised me well, so.
Wow,
yes.
Well, and you know, he's been waiting patiently, but, you know, and he looks like a really nice guy, by the way. I got the Knight of Cups for him, and next to that, the Knight of Cups, which is a man that will grow to be even better. It looks like he's been hurt in a relationship. Do you know about that?
Yeah, he was with someone for a long time. They had children together.
Yep.
So maybe that's what happened.
Yeah.
I was the way it's going.
Right. So he's been hurt. And, you know, I don't want you to, like, you know, hold back so long from him, because I think he's, you know, he looks like he's ready.
Yeah.
You know, to be in a relationship. And funny, if you guys had connected when you were younger, he had to learn you can't fix people, and I think he learned that with his ex. And
yes,
he had things you had to do. And how long have you known him altogether now?
Oh God, over 20 something years.
Yeah, because relationships tend to work in 5-year cycles. So
yeah,
you know, now it's been brought back when the two of you can recognize this soulmate connection, okay, and see it. It looks to me like you're a little bit of a commitment phobic. You're a little bit afraid. And I know you could use the excuse of finishing school. Okay, we'll buy that. But now, I don't. You know, now is the time to, you know, maybe address what might you be afraid of. Do you realize what, you know, do you have any idea what's making you so afraid to let this love in?
Well, I made a mistake with the other, my ex. I'm a really ambitious person, and I gave that person a chance. And like you said, that he had to learn. We have to accept and respect people for who they are. So he and I have more of an intellectual connection. So that, yeah, that was. And with him, I just wanted to make sure everything, you know, I just wanted to see if you picked up anything with the ex, because I like a peaceful life. I didn't want the ex to be mad at me.
His ex, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, well, she looks a little like she still would want him back. Like, who wouldn't want him back? He's a good guy. You know what I mean? Like, unfortunately, when you're a good person, everybody wants you back, okay?
Very true.
And because they have children, you know, she
your
could have manipulated him back, but that's why you were brought back into his life, so he wouldn't be manipulated back by her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a manipulator. I mean, I think he's got her number pretty well. But, you know, he did mourn for the ending of the relationship. I don't think he ever really wanted to be divorced or, you know, not be living in the same household with his kids. I think that's been hard on him a lot. But it's not a question of him wanting her per se, but she could manipulate him as far as the kids go.
Yeah, but they're grown now. So his last one graduated. So he kept his commitment.
Yeah. Right. And just know she's a little bit of a manipulator. So, but I would say he's not that he wants her back at all. I don't see that at all here. I just see that, you know, she might be a little jealous when he has someone else.
You see what he thinks about me ignoring his, you know, he came on really strong and I went back to school. Does you see what he thinks about me ignoring him all those years ago?
Okay. Yeah, I think that hurt him. But now you're finished with school, right? You're everything. Well, that's all done.
Well,
right?
I'm in my doctorate program now. Yeah, so I'm in alignment. We both had our kids, and I feel peace now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't think you need to put anything on hold now.
Okay.
I think if you keep putting him on hold, it's not gonna go well.
No, I'm out.
You know what I mean? He's, you know, you're pushing a patient man at this point.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't think you have anything to be afraid of. You know, you're friends first. You've known each other a long time. You both realize you can't fix people. We both learned a lot of lessons. Now let the soulmate love teach peace, love, and joy. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
You know, and,
you know, when was the last time you saw him?
I saw him about 3 weeks ago, but he's coming back. He does a lot of traveling, so he'll be back in 2 weeks.
Okay, so when that comes back, are you ready to, like, say, you know, you're ready to begin this relationship?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. I just see more fear and you, like, a lot of worry cards surrounding, you know, you, not him, you. Like,
okay.
A lot of what if thinking, what if it doesn't work out, you know, whatever. And, you know, have a little faith here. And,
yes.
You know, it does look like you don't get that many second chances with a soulmate. You guys have a second chance here.
Yes, so, we do.
You know, that's, you know, sometimes people still screw it up 20 years later. And I think, you know, you're not going to do that. But just if you get more fearful and you don't let him in, I think he's going to get frustrated at this point.
No, I'm not going to do that. I just, you know, I didn't want to get involved in that situation. But now that it's over, you know, I felt comfortable.
Yeah, well, again, you know, when a relationship becomes toxic, it's very addictive. And it takes people a long time to break away from that. But he's finally done it. You know, all the manipulation that goes on and all of that. But I don't see that will pose a problem now. She might try, but he's beyond that at this point.
Oh, well, that's good. Good. I'm glad he's not mad at me because I resisted temptation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And again, you know, you're his dream girl, so why don't you just let it in, you know, and let it happen.
Yes, I'm excited.
Let it in, let it happen. Well, I'm so glad that we got to read you because let us know what happened and, you know, let love in at this point.
Thank you. I will.
And good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Tina. Enjoy this beautiful weekend that's going to be coming.
Yes. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, Nicole. Now, isn't it interesting how people sometimes get a second chance at being with a soulmate, you know?
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, time moves on. And with soulmates, time doesn't matter. 20 years isn't really much in the scheme of things as far as soulmate love goes.
It's a blip.
Oh, yeah. It's a blip. Talk about the two words for time, Kairos time and Chronos time. Chronos time is we have our show at 7, and Kairos time is soul time. And it's those moments that take our breath away. It's those people that we can see 20 years later and just pick up right where we left off. And those are soulmate friends and soulmate relationships. Yep. So that's it. That's really important. Now, I don't see anyone else pressing 1, so if anyone wants to talk to us, you can press 1, and we'll pick you up. And in the meantime, you know, Nicole, how much have you learned about soulmates from this show?
Oh, my God, I've learned a lot about soulmates from this show.
And do you think it's helped you with your marriage?
100%.
Right.
Me and my wife have got a great relationship. And, you know, we don't really fight. You know, we bicker, but we don't fight. And, you know, we talk about things and we share and we're each other's best friends. And, yeah, I love my wife. I love my life.
Wow. And that's something that, you know, soulmates are supposed to feel like that pajama party with your best friend. And I think the two of you have gotten that aspect of it down really well. And, you know, thank God. Think about COVID if you didn't have her, how hard it would have been.
Oh, my God.
You know, COVID is really
hard on people. If I was with anybody else, I would have gone nuts.
Right. And it's been hard on people who have been alone. And, you know, so this is something, you know, if those people who are in a good soulmate relationship, bless it, never take it for granted. And those of you who are looking, the world has opened up and, you know, I'm hearing from a lot of my clients, which, you know, kind of gets me crazy when they keep saying, well, can't I just, like, kind of airdrop him into my bedroom or something, you know, and her into. And I'm like, no, you have to get out there. And, you know, this is a good time to, you know, try something new, make new friends, And, you know, there's some really good ways to do that. You know, there's organizations that could volunteer.
You know what just popped into my head when you said that? I wonder if she's listening or if she listens in the archives. You know, I mean, this was years ago. We had a caller, you know, calling in, you know, rather routinely looking for a soulmate, looking for a soulmate. And one of the things that we kept saying was, listen, your soulmate's not going to just appear on your doorstep one day. You have to put yourself out there. You have to look for him. And as it happened, the soulmate was the UPS man that made routine deliveries.
Right. And that's what happened. Yes, and one time it happened to my clients that her landscaper was kind of old and he died, and a new landscaper knocked on her door that he was mowing the other neighbors, and that became her husband. So once in a while you can get the knock on the door, but mostly you have to get outside of your comfort zone. And, you know, why not volunteer for something?
But also, when things like that happen and when somebody does show up on your doorstep, it's not just enough for them to be on the doorstep. You need to be putting out the right vibes. You need to be giving the right signals, and you need to have the right conversations with these people. They're not just going to show up and not leave. You know, that's kind of stalkerish and scary, so we don't want that. But, yeah, you know, like, listen, if you're interested in somebody or somebody's cute or somebody does show up on your doorstep, make sure that they know what you're about, because otherwise they're going to knock on the next door.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and that's also when we were talking to Tina, it just gets dangerous to not bring it forward from a friendship, because, you know, you let months and months go by, the person's going to get frustrated after a while. Or, you know, so it's kind of, there's a fine line between taking it too slow, taking it too fast. I mean, with soulmates, it's sometimes you can't help but take it fast. It's just the way it happens. But, you know, finding a soulmate's important. And there's so many different things you could do. Like, I'll tell people, you know, people don't realize a lot of theaters, regional theaters, need ushers. You know, you can get to see the show. You know, hand out the program. It's not very hard. But you get to meet people. Like, find something to do that's out of your comfort zone that you could meet new people with and still not feel like you do. You know, who wants to go to a bar? Who wants to do all that? That's stupid sometimes. It just doesn't feel fun half the time. But we just want people to try to get out a little bit. And what I'm finding is people are because of COVID, they got too comfortable staying home too much and not going out. And now they don't want to go out. I don't know if you've seen that with people. They just don't want to go out now.
Totally.
Oh, boy.
You know what? I'm finding that, like, for the people, like, in my circles, I'm not finding a lot of people in the middle of the road. I'm finding either people that are being completely reclusive and they don't want to leave their homes anymore. And if they leave their homes, they're getting tremendous amounts of anxiety doing so. Or I'm getting the people that don't want to be home at all that are just going here, there, and everywhere. I'm not getting a happy balance. I'm just getting two extremes in the circles that I run with. It's crazy.
Right. And so we have to go back to that balance of, you know, staying home a little bit, going out. But, you know, especially my clients that are getting older and they want babies, and I'm like, you know, you're 39, 40 years old now. You can't stay home for two more years. Okay, like you're comfortable with it now, but it isn't going to work. So get out there. And, of course, you know, everybody turns to online dating. It is a means of it. But there's still very possible to meet people going about activities and figure out what you like to do, and then sign up for something or go somewhere. I mean, there's even, like, walks around Jones Beach and things. Like, people go on walks. I mean, like, you know, groups that do the little walks, like, that's a nice way to walk and talk with people. It doesn't have to be a big activity, but get out there and do something, because otherwise another year or two is going to pass and nothing's going to change in your world. But, again, I'm hearing too much of, I like staying home. Yeah, that's good. You did it for 2 years. Get out now. You know, get out from under the television set. Stop binge watching Netflix. You know, do something else. Okay, we do have, it looks like Jimmy has pressed, and he's the 516
7593, and we'll see what Jimmy might have to say.
All right, you got it. Hold on, my computer is being exceptionally slow at the moment. There he is. Got him. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello.
So what's happening in your world? Another one from Florida. We have two Florida callers today, but they're Long Islanders in Florida. That's interesting. Two Long Islanders in Florida.
I'm not going to be in Florida for much longer.
You got a job, right, you said?
Yes, yes.
Wow. And are you excited about it?
Yes, I am. It seems to be a really good job so far. So let's hope everything works out regarding moving down there and all that stuff. I did have a question.
Sure.
I did have a few questions, actually. My brother, my little brother, is looking to go to college for his master's. And I'm very he picked out a place, and something's telling me he's not supposed to go there, and something very bad's going to happen to him. He's already going down, and I could already tell because I'm psychic and empathic, et cetera, that there's some serious stuff going on with him. He's definitely confused, and I feel like he's entering borderline unfixable territory. I know I can't fix him. He has to fix himself, but I've been suggesting that he goes to college in Canada, and I'm noticing that there's a lot of signs surrounding him regarding going to Canada, but I don't think he's even aware of it. Am I
but
right?
But also,
with that?
It's not your job to help him pick a college because it's only going to backfire.
Because
if he hates Canada, he's going to blame you. I would just say, let him go do where he's going. And because if you try to, you're going to get very involved in the rescue or persecute a victim triangle if you try to rescue him or save him.
Well, here's the dilemma. I understand that, but I'm also concerned that so I already went through a handful of stuff, and I'm concerned that if my little brother starts going through similar or worse pattern that I went through, that either my mom or dad's going to have a heart attack and die.
Well, again,
so,
again,
I'm
not your job this situation. Okay, I would back off. Because every time you get involved with rescuing your brother, it just backfires on you. And you get caught in the crossfire. And,
Some
people, they just have to learn the hard way. I mean, it looks to me like he'll be okay. I could see some of the things that you're talking about in the cards, but it looks like maybe he's got to learn the hard way or something, but he's not going to listen to you.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, you delivered your message, which I'm glad, okay? You told him.
Right.
You delivered the message, now leave it be at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And how far away is he going to school now? How far away from everybody?
So he's looking at going to Georgia,
right?
Going to a college in Georgia. But again, I was trying to get him to go to the college in Canada, and it's the best college in the world for his field. So that's the other thing. It's like it doesn't make any sense why he wouldn't want to go there.
Does he like cold weather?
See, that's the thing. I think he seems to not like the cold weather. He seems to like the hot weather. But I don't know, because it's, like, really weird. Because in New York, he liked it so hot that it got to a point where, like, his room, like, his bedroom, like, the family had to, like, literally tell him, you need to leave the door open. You're turning your bedroom into, I forgot the terminology, the word for it, but when a submarine, sort of, but when a submarine doesn't have oxygen in it, it was like that. It was like I don't mean to offend anyone. Old people who are living alone, it happens in their houses.
Right, they make it hot.
A lot.
They make it, but,
it gets, it,
they keep turning the heat up higher and higher. Yeah.
Yeah, so and the thing is that they don't let oxygen into the environment, so it just becomes like stagnant, stale air.
Right.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Well, but
I don't know.
He would hate Canada then. If he doesn't like cold weather, he's not going to be happy.
But he can get a heater. They have heaters.
It's not that, but you have to be outside.
Okay.
And people, you know, like, I don't know. I went to UConn, and UConn was a really cold place. It was cold from September, but it was also colder because they designed the campus for a campus that was designed in Texas. And in Texas, they designed it that way to get the wind to cool off the hot air of Texas. And they did that in Connecticut. And it was like a wind tunnel freezing. It was the stupidest thing. So if
you
don't
why would you do
like
that in
cold weather, it was the stupidest thing. It was like, 15 degrees colder on campus than anywhere else. You know what I mean? And it's already cold. So people who don't like cold weather, I don't think he'd do well in Canada. And he'd probably end up very depressed. So no more suggestions for him. Let him pick, step outside of this and,
okay.
Let him figure it out. I know you love him and you're concerned. But, people don't get heart attacks and strokes that easily from their, from their kids. We're used to this crap, Parents are used to this crap. But,
well, my dad had two heart attacks over the last, when I moved into my apartment in Nassau County, he had a heart attack supposedly while we were moving. And he also had a subsequent heart attack. So he has two stents. So I'm a little bit more concerned about my dad regarding it, but.
And again, we can't you can't worry about this because it's too much on you.
Mm-hmm.
So just move yourself back to New York. That's the great thing. I just see your move in New York really going well. So, and you being happy.
That's good.
And so, you got the dream job. You're on the path. So, relax and enjoy the little time you have off before you're going to be working so hard. It looks like a hard job. And, again, you're a good brother, but the families are a funny dynamic. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. This is the best way I can. I know, you try to help, but sometimes I find with families, it's almost like we can't even help our own family. As far as your brother goes, step back a little bit from it because I don't want you getting caught in the crossfire here. And
all right.
And then if he hates whatever you suggest, he's going to blame you forever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
I
get that. Yeah. He's not as understanding as most people would, as some people are. So he would be a bit stubborn regarding that, so.
Yeah, no, I see that. I really see that.
Yeah.
So
you get back
a little bit.
One other question about him. So I think it was you. I don't know if it was you, but there was a medium that my mother went to years and years and years and years ago that told my mom that my brother was going to get married to a nice woman and have two kids. I don't know if that was you or if it was a different medium. I think it was you.
I don't know. Is that who would remember?
Is that still
his life looks pretty good. So again, step back a little bit on it. He has a lot of anxiety. That's the one thing that shows in his
heart. Yes, he definitely does.
Is a lot of anxiety. And
there's people he's talking to online that are not healthy, like very toxic for him.
Well, I could see that, and that's making it worse.
Yeah, he's holding on to how sometimes there's something will come out like, here's a good example. Furbies came out. Okay. When Furbies came out, there was a huge fad. Everyone loved them, et cetera, et cetera. He's holding on. There was like a fad a couple of years back. And me and him were into it. And he's holding on to that, but this, the TV show ended, and everyone that's still like up and all, like, I can't say everyone because I know there's people that it's not everyone, but like I would say about 25% of the people that are involved with that fandom's the word they use, are just toxic. And the show ended years ago, and he's just holding on to it, and it's just all, everything that he's like focusing on is like from like 2015, and I'm like, wake up, it's 2022. Like, I don't know. I can't do anything about it. So.
No, you can't. Sometimes you just have to back off and let people figure it out. And, you know, that's actually the best thing you could do so that, you know, you won't get,
okay,
you know, caught in the mess. But you're a good brother. And if he asks for help, you're there. If he's not asking for your help, back off a little bit. And, you know,
okay,
the more you can show him you got a good job, you're getting your stuff together, the better that will be, too.
Okay.
So,
and I want to actually comment on something that you were talking about before you picked up. People don't want to leave their house because of COVID. There's actually, the ending doesn't really correlate, but there's actually a Family Guy episode of an old lady who Brian gets out of the house because she's been stuck in the house for like 25 years and doesn't want to leave. And there's actually like a song. I was trying to find the episode. I can't find the episode, but I found a song from it. And it's listed on YouTube. It's Family Guy, You've Got a Lot to See.
Wow.
So, you know, and it's really good, except, you know, it's a comedy show and the ending doesn't really correlate to reality. So
leave the house, okay? They
yes,
have to start
yes,
leaving the house, start leaving the house. That's important. And, thanks for sharing that with us because it's very, insightful. And, sometimes TV shows do hit on the nail with things. But, if any of our listeners are out there and they found that they've been very isolated during COVID, it is time to start, getting out a little bit and, because it's really not good to stay always, 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 always by yourself. It's not good,
Absolutely.
And again, never in the history of the world has there been so much distractions where you can stay home. There is nonstop television and Netflix and Prime and, Kindle books you can get all you want, music and, computer games and video games. I mean, there's plenty to entertain yourself with, but human interaction is an important thing too. So,
one of the things that I found is that if you need, you just gotta, like, if you're just like in a repetitive cycle where all you're doing is watching TV or watching Netflix or playing video games or stuck in a YouTube hole, you just gotta unplug. Unplug, the stuff and just go outside, go for a walk.
Right, exactly. You know. Unplug it. I mean, people play with their phones all day. I mean, it passes time.
Leave the phone home.
But it's also, becomes almost that you get, people come to a little bit of agoraphobia without knowing it. You know what I mean? And, that's what I'm seeing. So, if people, want a life, they got to kind of get out and find it a little bit. And,
One of the other problems is that with certain apps on the phone, now it's not as much on the computer, but certain apps on the phone.
Right.
The algorithm that these companies make you addicted to them.
Oh, I betcha.
So people need to be aware of that. Like the algorithms that are generating content and money for these companies, they're designed to keep you on them, so they're making money. You're not making anything. You're just watching a show, and they're making money off of you. So keep that in mind. Like, time is money, but who's actually getting paid at that point?
Right, exactly. Now, remember, this is a culture that wants you hooked on something, because once you're hooked on something, you'll spend your money. So it's, you know, realizing that, you know, anything gets addictive, everything in moderation. So, you know, important that people begin to, you know, do things a little bit in moderation. So, you know, I'm glad you called in, because it seems like, you know, people maybe needed to hear some of the things that, you know, you had to say, for sure. And, you know, good luck. We'll wish your brother some luck. So, you know, thanks for sharing your little story with us today. And, of course, I'm excited for your new job, because people like to hear when someone's gotten a new job. Yes, because we have a lot of clients always looking for a new job.
Yep, so, it seems very exciting, and I'm really happy that I'm getting back to New York. So just definitely not going into Manhattan after what happened with that stroller incident or whatever. I just heard about that an hour ago.
I didn't hear about it yet. So, I mean, you know, New York is always filled with something going on. So, Oh, boy. All right, well, we're going to say goodbye to you. We're going to try to get one last caller in. We have like 3 minutes. Thanks for sharing your story with us. Okay, so Nicole, I'm going to pick up TJ because I just saw he came on. Hi, TJ, how are you?
I'm doing well, dear.
You're live and on the air.
I just looked at my phone and I realized your show is just ending. I'm just coming in back, and it's been beautiful. It's sunny, and I just listened to that last call. Very interesting. And hello, Nicole, if you're out there. And
hi,
do you have anything?
TJ.
We finally have some sort of a date where we're all going to be together. Lisa, Cindy, and I'm very excited about that. I had such fun time last time. You guys, it's like the two times, the sale and then the art. Tell me a little bit about your art.
And we actually had three. We had another one with them, too, where we just went to the restaurant, the one that they picked.
Yeah.
So
yes.
we had some very nice times with them. So we're looking forward to summer's about.
Absolutely.
Remember, we said get out there. That's the whole point. Get out. Go out and get
out.
You know,
this week's column that I wrote was summer is now happening. It's officially happening. And I'm experiencing it right now. And everything is just wonderful. I just wanted you to hear my voice. So I'll see you later tonight. And you can say goodbye properly. Good night, Nicole. And, you know, the sun is still in the sky. And, you know, I love all you guys. Especially Cindy, right? Okay.
Bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so I think that's the whole point. We summed it up with, you know, get together, get out, you know, go outside, you know, mingle, meet people. You know, if you find yourself, you're in a rut, and I'll tell you, some of my social skills are a little rusty when I'm out there, I realized. So we have to get out there again and remember how to interact with people, you know, and because it almost feels, you know, a little strange. So particularly if you haven't been out, get out a little bit and make some new friends, experience things. And I was so happy to hear Jimmy, because he's been through so much, and you could hear in his voice, he's, you know, really upbeat and everything. And I love to hear that, you know, with people. And, you know, it hasn't been an easy year for everybody. So we like to hear the positive things. Well, we're just about the end of our show. Remember, we do not have a show next week, but we will have one the following week. So maybe you and Lisa will do something fun. And or just, you know, relax, maybe go to sleep and begin an extra hour of sleep, Nicole. You know?
Maybe.
Yeah, that would be good.
My wife does go back to work on Tuesday, so she's going back before I am. Even though I'm working my other job, I'm not doing the union job just yet. So unfortunately, she's got to go back. So who knows, maybe that Thursday will be dedicated to giving her a little bit of R&R, and I could spoil her a little bit.
Oh, that'll be good. Well, good night, everybody, and we'll see you 2 weeks from now. Bye. Stay well.